I'm a musician, Amuna.
Training center set for opening. Lusaka school children warn motorbike riders over road safety. In African news, Ethiopia launches construction of Africa's largest airport. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Roma Ward 20 councillor in Mandevu constituency Luca Piri has announced that the construction of the Ngombe Skills Training Center has been completed and is now awaiting official opening to the public. Mr. Piri says the local authority is currently facilitating accreditation for the Technical Education of Vocational and Entrepreneurship Training Authority, TEVET, expressing optimism that the center could be open within the coming week. He adds that efforts are also underway to secure the necessary equipment and human capital to ensure the center becomes fully operational once it opens.
CDF Namanga Skills Center. And just this morning we had a meeting today where the skills center is going to be opened maybe next week. We are just trying to work on the security situation that side. That skills center, big elephant kuja. So one to another, but batina mangiwa, but sina seguriwa. So sometimes even for social media or malemba, but they didn't know that. Of course, to run a skills center, you need the TEVETA accreditation. So we're trying to arrange for TEVETA accreditation. We're trying to arrange for the equipment and to open this. And we've arranged almost 90% of what is needed for it to run the institution.
Some school-going children in Lusaka have appealed to motorbike riders to exercise caution on the roads as schools reopen, saying some riders are becoming careless. Speaking to Kombon Ready News, the pupils from Kamala South have complained that some motorbike riders, especially delivery riders, are using pedestrian lanes in an attempt to beat traffic. The pupils say this practice poses a serious threat to their safety, particularly when going to and coming back from school.
It's not every people who would manage to go to school using a public bus or any mode of transport. So as people who go to school as pedestrians, the motorbike riders are causing a serious impact on us, for they use the pedestrian lanes to run away from traffic, which is putting a lot of danger on other people's lives. This is an appeal to RADSA and the police officers. We're not sure how you can help us, but we are kindly asking for help to do something about it, because the motorbike riders are not taking the road safety seriously, and they're asking if you can talk to them more about it, because us as people that go as pedestrians and do not use forms of public transport like buses, cars, and the like, don't feel safe, because these motorbike riders usually use sidewalks.
Business owners in Kapirimpongi have expressed concern over what they describe as high and punitive annual license fees, particularly for those operating liquor-related businesses. The traders say they are being charged between 3,000 kwacha and 4,000 kwacha, amounts they claim are financially draining and unsustainable for small and medium enterprises. They argue that license fees in Kapirimpongi are significantly higher compared to other towns and districts, and are calling on the local authority to review and reduce the charges in order to support local businesses. One of the affected traders, Susan Mulenga, an SME owner, says the high fees are unfair and are negatively impacting business operations. Meanwhile, youth representative Naomi Zulu says the exorbitant license fees discourage young people from venturing into the liquor business, limiting youth participation in entrepreneurship. The business owners were speaking in an interview with Kombon Ready News, where they urged the local authority to reconsider the current license fee structure to promote a business growth in the district.
At the end of the day, that we are going to be able to cancel, don't bother. We are never cancel. We are going to be able to cancel. We are going to be able to cancel. No, but business here, Shani, niche that we are going to say, Shani, district cancel. Yeah, pagati. Ama cancel zaya kuruta wadi pira kwa ituri pira. Shinga 4,200 and Shani. Yonse, yokuti to wadi pira mpia ya kulefio, elo nishukua kwa tatu kreti si ya walwa. Na mbuka drinki na kachinaka shani kamo kutu wa sanga mopi nchi ewe kuli no kuloson kere chikuruwa no mbanga tuledi pirama nani kani ama mima license mtengo wa kule yo kushe kutu tukachita manage.
Mufurila Mayor Tanaeli Kamanga says he's been using his personal resources to maintain cleanliness in the district and not community development funds. Mr. Kamanga stated he is setting an example, using part of his salary to clean the town, and will eventually transfer responsibilities to the municipality. Mr. Kamanga added that being mayor requires a sacrifice, not just the accolades, and 70% of his salary goes to community projects.
We will struggle so much. This cleanliness that you see, Mutown, Red Kasha, CDF has been used. Sometimes the mayor has gone solo to just even get his own money to clean the town, where management has failed. I'll give you an example. All those that are like I have around about in the Yapi, Yashi, Mayapi, who pick up for the mayor. I'm paying my own person 3,000 per month. This is when now I'm going to transfer this thing to the municipality, so that the municipality can can move in and start doing things the way they're supposed to be. I'm leading by example, where I'm even getting my salary, part of my salary, cleaning the town without the municipality. You see, when you look at these things, I've got passion for Mufurira.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako, bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana, ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, uizi walola Max Mwati, it's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Umgankale, Bwana wa Mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery.